Yeah, look, we're just focusing on the next game. You know, it's boring stuff for you guys, but we know it's like a playoff game. The tactics involved when you play back-to-back teams. So we're really locked into tomorrow night first before we think about the following weeks. Yeah, we really control what we can control. It's our defence, our rebounding, our torque, you know, and that's infectious out in the group. So we're more so locked into what we can do. Yeah, without a question. Last week was like Christmas. It was Christmas Day, but you don't know what presents you're going to get. So it was opening up that. So a little bit more, our fitness level is, we ticked that box. We've still got a long way to go where we need to get to, but yeah, promising signs early. Yeah, well, it's nothing new. Bryce gets that attention all the time. You know, he's a league MVP, two-time, three championships, so he's had physical people threatening and put him on his ass before. You know, they want to send him to the foul line. We're more than happy. Referees are on notice that that's their tactics, as well as the Red Army on notice of what their tactics are. So, pretty easy for us. Oh, you can ask them. Well, you know, it's one thing to say internally, but it's a totally different thing when you say in the public forum that you're going to put someone on the arse. So we've had that before. It's nothing new. You know, referees will be on notice, so we'll shoot more foul shots.
It does that every time people threaten Bryce, like that plays well. Yeah. Is it to embrace the challenge to just throw
in play? Well, they can't, you know, we've got to be collectively take advantage of that. So Bryce gets a lot of attention regardless whenever we play, and it's really our teammates to crash the glass, get open looks out of that, get layups and use that. And Bryce has got that much basketball IQ, he turns into a playmaker. You know, he got 7 assists last week. Won't be surprised if he gets 10 assists this week. Yeah, well, he still does things at practice that just, I shake my head and said, how the hell did that happen, you know? Or how did he do that play? It's unbelievable when he's got that much talent. And look, that last, 4 years he's been here, he's had the best defender match up to him every single day. And now we've got Mitch Norton going against him. So he sharpens the tools every day. It's not like he's sitting back and not improving. Yeah, well, that's the beauty. Bryce can play, you know, with the ball and without the ball. So, yeah, there's nothing new. We did that last year as well.
Was there a blessing in having a game and a few days off for your next game to sort of see how the players pulled up and how did everyone play?
Yeah, well, it's actually been a blessing because everyone can get the hairdresser and get a haircut. They looked a bit shaggy after 14 days in quarantine. So, it's good. Tuesday off, we don't see each other, which is really good. Yesterday came in nice and fresh and, hopefully we're jumping out of our skins tomorrow night.
What did you learn about
Phoenix? Yeah, well, they're tough. You know, they've got transition threes. They've got probably a couple of guys down where they would normally be up. So we're looking for a big response for them. And, you know, and I'm sure that they're going to put it all on the line Friday night. They've got a big double against United against on Sunday. Yeah, well, Bob's going to fly on the 31st and has to quarantine. So hopefully he'll meet us in Melbourne for the hub. But yeah, I worked with Bob first job in America 2000, so 21 years ago. And we've been good friends ever since. I've been trying to get him here for a number of years. He's always had a job in the NBA. So this year he's out and it's kind of worked in our favour.
Is there any advice already?
Sorry? Yeah, no, he's been watching our games and it's good to have a pair of eyes that not in the bubble or not in our hub anyway. So he's got some good recommendations already.
Difficult to get dark in America, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, without a question. And to get processed for the visa takes time, and the flights is not flights that you can jump on every day. So, yeah, we tick boxes so far. Hopefully flies on the 31st. You'll have 2 weeks quarantine in Melbourne and meet us at the hub.
Mm. Clinic
and yeah, and it's after longevity, you be through a lot, you know. You know, Bob's been available this year. It's hardly been available to come over here. So I've often told him about Australia, and he's seen it online, but to get him here would be great. But look, he's one of the best big guys I've seen work out. You know, he's worked out for the NBA for the last 12 years, so it's going to be a great asset for our guys.